Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
All right, and welcome to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. This episode, of course, is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia.
You read the title, only four remain, all right? We're now at the World Cup semifinals. Is it semifinals, is it semifinals, or is it semifinals? I really need to fix that. I say semifinals a lot. I don't think I've ever said semifinals. I don't know. But either way, okay. Like I said, there's four left. England versus Croatia. France versus Belgium. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you, but I will be talking about those games today. Okay. I'm also going to be talking a little bit more about Ronaldo. All right, we did talk about that on Friday, but now, like, there's the whole conversation of can he revive the Serie A and all that. I got some thoughts on that, whether or not he can or can't. And then we're going to talk about some teams in the World Cup who were just extremely disappointing. Okay, now that we're down to our last four. And I'd say, I mean, each team that's left can hang their head up high. Croatia have only made it to the round of 16 twice. Now they're in the semifinal. Okay, England have been the laughingstock, meaning you get them to the round of 16 or quarterfinal, you know what's going to happen. And now here they are. Belgium, in their golden generation, disappointed last World Cup. Here they are in the semis. And with France, they've always had the quality. They've always had been a top team. But nonetheless, last two World Cups haven't really delivered on expectations. Here they are now. Okay, I think we can consider this a successful World Cup for each of these four teams now. All right. Nonetheless, I mean, about that whole Ronaldo thing, I mean, yeah, we talked about Friday about him going to Juventus and all. And like I said, there's the question ringing out, will this bring back the Serie A? Meaning, will it come back to being one of the top leagues? Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, if we put Ronaldo on PSG, would that save the League One? Would that bring him to the top? No. You want to know why? It's because it's still going to be PSG winning it every single year. Okay, you don't get ratings with just top players. You get ratings with competition. Okay. There's no competition in the Serie A. You want to bring back the Serie A? You want to revive it? Okay. You want it to be one of the top leagues again? I'll tell you, easy answer right here. Easy answer. Okay. Inter Milan gets good. AC Milan gets good. That's how the Serie A comes back. Okay. Juventus has been dominating the Serie A since 2011. They've won every single title since then. Okay. What adding Ronaldo to that team makes no difference. Okay. As far as the Serie A goes. People say, oh, how does it not make a difference? It doesn't make a difference because Juventus are still the favorites just like they were yesterday or even before Ronaldo was even linked there. Okay. Ronaldo's not. I'm not going to want to watch the Serie A because Ronaldo's with Juventus. Okay? I'm simply not. It brings no extra interest to me. Of course, maybe you'll get the Ronaldo fans and all that there. Okay? So, I might be changing my mind here. No, I'm not. Okay? I think the way you revive the Serie A is you get Inter Milan and AC Milan good. Okay? Those are the teams that everyone should be focusing on. Okay? Send Ronaldo to AC Milan. Send Ronaldo to Inter Milan. And you'll see the ratings and all that go up. I mean, why on earth would I waste my time watching a Serie A match when I know who's going to win? When I know who's going to win the title? Okay? I watch Serie A teams in the Champions League, no doubt. Okay? That's why the EPL does so good as far as its ratings, and that's why it's one of the best leagues in the world. Okay? Because you have teams like Burnley and all that. Yeah, they're not going to win the league, but nonetheless, they could put up a fight. Okay? League One stinks because it's PSG beating up on everyone every single year. Okay? It's ridiculous. Ronaldo's not going to single-handedly bring back the Serie A. Why would he? Alright? Let me see. Let me look at the League One and see League One table and see exactly how well PSG did last season. Okay. So let's see real quick. PSG won 29 games, drew 6, lost 3. Alright. Finished with a plus 79 goal differential, which was 39 higher than second place Monaco, 35 higher than third place Lyon. Alright. Everyone else. Okay, listen to this, okay? There's 20 teams in League 1. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. More than half of the teams in that league finished with a negative goal differential. Okay? Let me look at the Serie A. So, looking at it, you had Juventus who finished first. Okay, obviously. They finished with 95 points, I believe. Yeah, 95 points. You had Napoli finishing with 91. All right, so Napoli are on the level of Juventus. You had Ronaldo, now they're not. Okay, after that, Napoli with 91 points. You go to Roma with 77. That's how much of a drop-off there is. You get Inter with 72. Inter going to be in the Champions League this season, or they got to play like a qualifying match to get in since they finished fourth? I don't know, I have to double check that. Lazio got 72. AC Milan with 64. And AC Milan, I don't even think they could buy players in the next two transfer windows. So, that's all messed up right there. I mean, as far as teams who finished negative in goal differential, just half. Okay? Half the league finished negative in goal differential. So, from 9 up. Alright, so I guess, what, 11 teams? Let's see, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, so 10 teams finished plus positive goal differential, 10 teams finished negative. Okay. And like I said, Ronaldo is not going to bring back the Serie A. Okay, because there's no competition there. And people are going to point, oh, well, in the NBA, you get the Warriors who win it every year. It's different there. Okay. American sports are nowhere near, like, just soccer as a whole. It just doesn't compare. They're completely different games as far as the fan interaction, as far as how much the fans actually mean to the teams and all that. Like, it's all just completely different. It's like two different worlds, basically, American sports and soccer itself. Okay. And I mean, do I expect Juventus to go out and win the Champions League? No. I don't. Actually, you know what? I think Ronaldo still makes that much of a difference, actually. Meaning Champions League, not talking about Serie A. I do think that Ronaldo does make them one of the favorites to win it. Okay? Because, I mean, looking at it, I don't know, I'm curious. What does Madrid do now that Ronaldo's not there? Well, when he's officially not. You bring in Neymar, right? Okay, because, I mean, it's Real Madrid. You have to have that one star. You can't be going without it. All right. And I'd say right now, as of right now, of course, we still got to see champion, like the transfer window and all that, who's going where and all. But Ronaldo goes to Juventus. Neymar goes to Madrid. I'd say that it's PSG, or not PSG, it's Juventus. Okay, Madrid. Barca, and I guess Manchester City as the favorites to win it all. Okay. But nonetheless, I mean, that whole Serie A suggestion that Ronaldo could bring it back to the top. No. Okay. No. Absolutely not. La Liga, Punta Liga. Oh, well, Barca and Madrid are ones winning it every year, competing for it. Let me tell you this, okay? Let's look at it, okay? Let's look at the Serie A table from last season. All right. I know we haven't gotten into the World Cup yet, but we'll get into that in the next segment. So obviously you had Barcelona ran away with it, okay? But then you had Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. They have the star players to bring in the ratings, okay? The best of the best play for Madrid and play for Barca, all right? You don't have the best of the best in the Serie A. I'm sorry, you don't, okay? And over in the Premier League, they're so highly rated because anyone can win on any given day, all right? You had Leicester winning the title, what, 3 years ago? Okay? So, I mean, that's why. All right? Serie A does not bring any interest to me whatsoever. I'd say that the Liga MX is more entertaining than Serie A. I'm not saying it's got better quality. Don't jump on me. All right? It's more entertaining. There's a difference. All right? You want to watch Juventus win the league title again for, what, the 10th year in a row? 9th year in a row? Be my guest. Okay? I mean, when you got Juventus finishing 30 points above the second place team, go ahead. Watch it. That's fine. All right. But nonetheless, I don't think Ronaldo really makes much of a difference as far as Serie A ratings. All right. But we'll see. I mean, I could be wrong. Ronaldo is a massive superstar. So who knows? Either way, though, we're going to wrap it up here. Next up is when we're going to start getting into all the World Cup talk. So stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your college football fix? Looking to get the latest news on your favorite school's team? The GSMC College Football Podcast is your ticket to all things college football. Join us as we talk college football from the national championship, the college rivalries, the bowl game, to the Heisman Trophy, to which conference is the best. We've got you covered for the Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, the Pac-12, ACC, and everything in between. Download the GSMC College Football Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type GSMC in the search bar.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. Spent that first segment basically just talking about Ronaldo. Could he bring back the Serie A, make it a top league again? No, you need Inter Milan and AC Milan to do that. I'm sorry. Alright. But, nonetheless, I mean, now we're on to the semifinals of the World Cup. Okay. And I'd say, you know what, these are the four best teams in the World Cup, okay? As far as how they played from the group stage and on, yeah, these are the four best teams. Belgium won all three of their matches, okay? I mean, Croatia, they won all their matches and, I mean, have deserved to get here. England lost to Belgium, but nonetheless beat Colombia, beat Sweden, okay? A Sweden team who won their group with Mexico and Germany in it. France didn't look great in the groups in the group stage, but nonetheless came away with 7 points, and have looked looked great since they got out the group stage. Okay, so yeah, I'd say that these are the four best teams remaining. Okay, and obviously we got the semifinal matchups coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. We got on Tuesday France and Belgium. Wednesday, obviously, that means it's England and Croatia. Both games on at 11 o'clock Pacific time. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, France and Belgium is going to be interesting to say the least. Okay. I'd say player for player, these are probably two of the best teams in the World Cup. Okay. I mean, it's quality all around at the board. All right. And it's going to be real interesting to see who comes away with the win in this match. And that's what I love about the fact that we get these two teams in the semifinals, because someone's got to win. Okay, because I mean, you got Hazard, Lukaku, Mertens, De Bruyne, Carrasco, Witzel, Dembele, Chadli, Fellaini, who's played well. I mean, I got to give it to him. Alderweireld, Vertonghen, Meunier, who's not going to be playing actually. due to yellow card accumulation, I believe. Company Vermaelen. All right, Courtois. Not as much depth. Not as deep as France. Because, I mean, France, you got Mbappe, you got Griezmann, Dembele, Giroud, Pogba, Lamar, Fekir. All right, Conte, Tolisso, Nzonzi, Matuidi, Varane, Umtiti, Mendy, Hernandez, Benjamin Pavard, Kimpepe, Sidibe, Rami, Hugo Lloris, Areola, and Mandanda. I mean, that's literally top players that... The whole team is full of top players for France. Okay? And as far as, like, the lineups, I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of the same. Okay? You're probably going to have Carrasco come in for Meunier since he's out. It'll be the same back three. Chadli and Carrasco out on the two wing backs. All right, Witzel, Fellaini in the middle. Then I'm assuming Hazard and De Bruyne playing behind Lukaku. And as for France, I don't really see them like a reason for them to mess with theirs. All right, same back four, same keeper. Pogba, Conte in the middle. Mbappe, Griezmann. And I'm assuming it's going to be Matuidi or Tolisso playing behind Giroud. All right. And I mean, looking at France, okay, it's a bit ridiculous how... They always have the best teams. Okay, honestly. France last two World Cups disappointed, but I mean looking at this team right now, look at how many guys are gonna be able to play the next World Cup. Okay. Assuming they all stay healthy and all that and everything works out. Mbappe's only 19. He's got what? About three more World Cups? Okay. Possibly four if he could get there at 35. That's gonna be tough though. All right. You got Mbappe, next World Cup, he'll be there. Griezmann will be there. Dembele will be there. Giroud, too old. Pogba will be there. Lamar will be there. Fekir will be there. Conte will be there. All right. Thauvin will be there. Tolisso will be there. And Nzonzi, maybe he's going to be 33. Matuidi's probably done. He's 31 already. All right. Varane will be there. Umtiti will be there. Mendy will be there. Hernandez is still young enough. Pavard is 22. Kimpembe is 22. Sidibe is 25. All right. Lloris is 31, so he should be able to be playing another World Cup, too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this team, okay? I mean, they should, I'd say right now, they're the favorites to win the World Cup, okay? And, I mean, we could honestly just tell FIFA, hey, just give us Belgium and France for the World Cup final, just make England and Croatia the third place game, and I think we'd all be fine with that, except of course English fans and Croatian fans. All right, but nonetheless, I mean, Belgium, they're finally taking care of business. I said before the tournament started, if they want to have a successful tournament, they got to get to at least the semis. They did that. All right, I applaud them for that. Okay, as for France, same thing, but it'd be a bit disappointing if they didn't make the final. Okay. Way too much quality across the board on that team to... I mean, I can't be too harsh. All right, you get to the semis. I mean, it's anyone's game there, okay? These are the four best teams left, okay? Obviously, each team is here for a reason. England could beat France. Croatia could beat France if it came down to it. All right. But now it's just a point where France needs to step up. You won the World Cup back in 98. 2002, you didn't even make it past the quarterfinals. 2006, you lost in the final. All right, shout out Zidane. 2010, you didn't even make it out the group. 2014, you got to the quarters and that's it. Okay. Now it's time to get the job done once again. Okay. France, I'd say, are a sleeping giant. And I think the sleeping giant is finally awoken. All right. So, it's going to be... real interesting to see, all right? France have won it. Let's see, how many times have they won the World Cup? Just once in 98, and that was in France too, okay? Didier Deschamps, their coach then, or their captain then, is now their coach, all right? Can Deschamps get another one? Once as a player, once as a coach? How many have ever done that? I'm curious. Let me see real quick. Okay. I'm looking through it right now. wanted as a captain and wanted as a coach for the team. I don't think many, if any, have done it, actually. All right, so let me see real quick. I'm looking through to see exactly what teams have won it. Let's see. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. Ah, Franz Beckenbauer was the head coach of Germany in, I believe it was 1990. Okay, won it with them in 1974. So Franz Beckenbauer has done it, one of the greatest defenders of all time. Okay, let's see. Is anyone else? I don't believe so. All right. So Deschamps could be the second to do it. All right. And Franz Beckenbauer, one of the greatest to ever play. I've never watched him play, but I know enough about him to be one of my favorite defenders of all time. All right. So, I mean, yeah, Deschamps could be the second player ever to captain a team and win the World Cup and then lead that same team to a World Cup win as their head coach. Okay. And that's a cool little stat. I don't think you've heard that stat or heard that stat so far with anyone else. So, stat courtesy of us. Okay. So, credit me. But nonetheless, I mean, as far as my pick for that match, I'd say I got to go with France here. They got as good as Belgium have been. And for me, Belgium have been probably the best team in the World Cup so far as their form. But it's just a point where, I don't know, man. France, they beat Argentina. Okay, you did beat Uruguay. But Belgium did beat Brazil. All right. But you know what? I got to go with France. They had the two tougher opponents from the round of 16 and quarterfinals. Belgium did barely beat a Japan team. And I'm not trying to knock down Belgium a bit or anything like that. But, I mean, it's just a point where I got to go with France. All right. So my pick is France for their game against Belgium. We're going to be talking about the England match in the next segment. But nonetheless, it's going to be real interesting to see how this game goes down tomorrow. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, like I said, we're going to be talking about England. Everyone's saying it's coming home. Is it? Is it coming home? Is football coming home to England? All right. For those that don't understand that, England did invent the sport. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be real interesting. I really like Croatia. I really like England, too. And it'd be real good for England to win it, just given all the heartbreaks they've had since, I guess, they won the World Cup. So we'll see how it all goes down. But nonetheless, like I said, we're going to be talking about that match next. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, and welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. So far today, we've talked more about Ronaldo, we've talked about France and Belgium. Now we're going to talk England-Croatia, not England-Sweden, that already happened. All right, England ended up playing on Saturday against Sweden, along with Croatia against Russia. I mean, Russia, they had a nice little run in the tournament. All right. And I mean, you got to give them props, okay? Russia held their own against top teams. You beat Spain, all right? And it's just Croatia was just one of the best teams in the tournament so far, All right. Obviously not heading into it, or at least no one thought. But nonetheless, I mean, like I said, all right, Russia did well and probably, I don't know. I don't want to get too overreactive with them, but nonetheless, I mean, you can't be disappointed with a quarterfinal finish considering the fact that you're the 70th ranked team in all of the FIFA rankings. All right. So good for Russia there. And now you have Croatia who are going to be playing England. England who beat Sweden. And I'd say for Sweden too. All right. Good tournament for them. You beat down on Mexico. You lost to Germany on an amazing goal. I mean, there's nothing you could have did about it. Okay. And you beat South Korea. All right. You got past Switzerland. And it's just England was too much for them. Okay. So now it's just a point of England and Croatia. What do we got going here? Okay. Who do we like in this match? And I mean, looking at England, okay, you got to think that, I mean, are they the favorites to win this? To win this match, I should say? I mean, these teams are pretty even, I'd say, as far as their form. All right, England been playing well. Harry Kane leading them in goals. 6 goals there. John Stones with 2. And with England, their biggest problem has been Sterling can't score. Okay, I'm not really sure why he struggled so much to score. Okay. But nonetheless, I mean, he's got to figure something out. Because he's doing well to get into those open spaces and to put himself in a great attacking position. It's just the ball does not go in the back of the net for the guy. Okay, and I feel like finishing has always been one of his biggest weaknesses. Okay? As good as he's been with City, even with Liverpool, and here now with England in this tournament, he just hasn't been able to score. All right, and he's had his critics so far in the World Cup. People saying maybe they should bench him. I don't know. Do you bench him because he hasn't scored, or do you keep him on because he's creating space for other guys like Harry Kane to get open? Okay, because it's not the fact that Sterling just hasn't been available or anything like that. Okay, it's just he can't put the ball behind the keeper. All right, and I think Sterling's going to get on the goal sheet here against Croatia. Okay, I think he's finally going to get it. You know what? Just like they say over in baseball, all right? You're slumping, you're not hitting the ball well or anything like that. All that means is that you're due for one. Okay? Sterling has had many chances. All right, hasn't scored yet. I'm going to say Sterling's just due for one. And I think that's going to come against Croatia. All right, but it's not going to be an easy task, okay? Because I see people saying, "Oh, I mean, this England attack is going to have a field day with Lovren playing back there." Why are we talking as if Lovren hasn't been a great defender so far in this World Cup? Okay, sure, he's not the greatest over with Liverpool, and I wouldn't even say that from this past season. Lovren played extremely well with Van Dijk and then Robertson and Alexander-Arnold. Okay, years before that, yeah, sure, Lovren was terrible. All right, but this World Cup has been a fortress. Okay? I mean, what more could you ask for him? All right? It's going to be tough for... And that's one thing, too. Lovren is ridiculously tall. 6'2". England, as far as those corner kicks going on set pieces, is going to be a little bit difficult with Lovren being 6'2 over there. Okay? Let me see. How tall is Harry Kane? Let me find Harry Kane currently real quick. Alright. Harry Kane is 6'2 also, so I'm sure that Lovren's going to be the one marking him. Alright, but even then, so you got guys like Harry Maguire, John Stones, who... John Stones is the second leading scorer of England. Alright. Do we realize that? I mean... Yeah. But nonetheless, I mean, Croatia... They have about as good as a chance as England to advance. All right. You got Modric, who has been one of the best midfielders in this tournament. Rakitic, who's played well. Mandzukic has gotten into open spaces. Subasic has been well, been a good keeper for them. I mean, what more could you ask for here?
All right.
But nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out. Okay, England are at the point where it's already a successful tournament. Same thing with Croatia. Okay. I mean, I can't remember the last time England was in the semifinals. Okay. Actually, let's check. Let's check England's World Cup history since 1966 when they last won it. All right. Because, I mean, since then, it's been penalty shootout, defeats, and just constant heartbreak. Okay. So let's see real quick. But, I mean, this England team's got to be one of their best ever, right? Obviously, I mean, you got the past teams and all that with probably better players, but as far as how long this team, like, as far as how far this team has gone, it's got to be one of the best. All right, so let's see. Since 66, 1970, they lost in the quarterfinals, 74-78. They did not qualify, okay? 82, they lost in the second group stage. I still don't know what the second group stage is. I mean, that's the round of 16 game, I figure. But nonetheless, I mean, I guess I'll try and figure it out. Okay, 86, they lost in the quarterfinals. 1990, they finished in fourth. 1994, did not qualify. 1998, round of 16. 2002, they made it to the quarters. 2006, quarters. 2010, round of 16. 2014, group stage. Okay, here now, they're in the semis. All right, so obviously, they haven't really been too great. Okay. Do I think they have a chance to win it? Of course. Do I think Croatia have a chance to win it? Of course. All right, when the round of 16 was about to begin, I did have Croatia making it all the way down here. But of course, England have gotten to the point where they changed my mind a bit. All right. So it's going to be real interesting to see how this game plays out. But nonetheless, I got England winning it. I'm expecting a France-England final. All right, so we'll see how it all goes down. But nonetheless, it's going to be real interesting. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we're going to be talking about some of the teams in the World Cup who just flat out disappointed. All right, teams like Argentina, Spain, Brazil, Mexico, Germany. All right, all those teams we're going to mention. All right, and I mean, looking at it, Argentina didn't deserve to go forward. Germany, it was, they just were bad, that's it. Okay, Mexico, I think, I don't know, can we say they disappointed? I mean, they lost to Brazil in the round of 16. Who was expecting them to beat Brazil? And as for Brazil, I mean, just yet another World Cup without a win. Okay, meaning a World Cup win. Brazil is a team who needs to win World Cups. That's it. There's no other way around it. Okay? You've got five of them. Last time you won it was in 2002. Since then, haven't really come close. All right? Just constant disappointment. Neymar, if he wants to be regarded amongst the Brazil legends like Ronaldo and all those guys, he's got to win a World Cup. All right? Just fact of the matter there, that's how it goes. It might not be fair, but it's the truth. So we'll see if he could end up pulling it off in the future. But nonetheless, they disappointed this World Cup. So we're going to be talking about all of them in the next segment. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
And welcome back to the GSMC Soccer Podcast. All right. So far, we've talked Ronaldo again, like we did on Friday. We've talked Belgium, France, and then we talked England, Croatia. I got France and England advancing, all right? I'm switching out. All right, I did have Croatia at the start of the round of 16. I had them making it to the final along with Uruguay. Obviously, Uruguay didn't make it, but I'm going to go back on my pick. All right. I don't know. I mean, you know what? You know what? I picked Croatia at the beginning, okay? If they make it, I'm right. But I just have the feeling that England's going to win tomorrow. Okay, so that's where it is. All right, but nonetheless, I mean, I'd say that this has been a pretty successful World Cup, okay? I mean, it's been entertaining. That's all you could really ask for, okay? And I mean, looking at it, we've had all good games except for that one against with Denmark and France that ended 0-0. All the other boring ones seemingly ended in penalties. All right. We've had home goals. We've had controversy. We've had surprises. And we've had disappointments. Okay. Disappointments. Spain. Argentina. Brazil. Germany. All right. I mean, teams who were favored picked to go to the final and win it. And now, just overrated. All right. I mean, Argentina's problem was that they came into the tournament with no real plan. Okay? I mean, how do you not start Dybala? Don't even play him. How do you not play him? He's the second best player on your team. Yes, he's better than Higuain. Yes, he's better than Di Maria. Yes, he's better than Aguero. Yes, he's better than anyone else besides Messi. Okay? And you don't play him. How? All right? How? And now you got Jorge Sampaoli being offered jobs with Mexico, Costa Rica, and the U.S. At least that's a report. Why? Okay? Did they not just see what happened in this World Cup? Where he had some of the best players in the world? What do you expect him to do with the U.S. team? Okay? Mexico, I mean, that's always pure drama, so he'll find a way to mess it up there. And Costa Rica, I think they can do much better. Okay? I mean, best case scenario, I think it's going to come down to U.S. is going to end up with Juan Carlos Osorio and Mexico's going to end up with the old Chivas coach. I think that's what's going to end up happening. And as for Costa Rica, maybe they could end up with Sampaoli. Alright, but nonetheless, Argentina, Messi's last World Cup, most likely, all a disappointment. Alright, Messi even himself was a disappointment. Okay, we get on Sterling for not scoring goals, but if Messi doesn't score, it's, oh, well, at least he had these assists. Okay? The same way Messi's creating chances, the same way Sterling is. But for some reason, Messi gets a pass for not scoring in any of his knockout stage games. Alright? And I already know the Messi fans are yelling at the phone or whatever they're listening to this on. What about Ronaldo? What about Ronaldo? Yeah! He hasn't shown up in the knockout stage games too. Alright? There. Still doesn't change the fact that Messi has seemingly didn't even really do much this World Cup. It was a disappointment. Okay, he was not the leader that they needed. I mean, you see him sulking after pretty much every game except for their win against Nigeria. Alright? They deserve to go out. Messi didn't perform the way he needed to. Okay? And don't give me that, oh, he has no one around him. He's got Di Maria, he's got Aguero, he's got Higuain. Alright? They should have figured out a way. Okay? Ronaldo doesn't have anyone around him. Alright? But nonetheless, I mean, Argentina, an extreme disappointment. And, I mean, why do we talk up these teams like Spain and Argentina when they struggle all the time? Argentina hasn't won a major international trophy since 1991, I believe. Okay, other than 2010 for Spain, they've never done anything in the World Cup. Okay? And Spain is frustrating to watch. All that talent, but you want to pass the ball sideways. Okay? I mean, It's ridiculous. Spain's not even like a favorite team of mine. Not even close. And you can tell how frustrated I'm getting. Okay? It's ridiculous how you got all those guys. But you know what? We want to play like Manchester United. We want to play like Arsenal. We don't want to score. All right, we're going to get a goal and we're going to sit back. Okay? Don't give me that Spain's one of the best teams in the world when they don't even do anything. Okay? I'll give you props. That little run they had from like 2008 to 2010 was solid. Great team. Other than that, overrated. Okay? I could care less they got Iniesta. I could care less they got Busquets. I could care less they got Isco. I could care less they got anyone else. All right, if you're not getting results, it means absolutely zero. Okay? Nothing. Not a thing. All right? I could care less if whoever was there. All right? If you're not getting results, you're nothing. All right? There's no, oh, we tried our best and we're happy with that. No, you stunk. You stink. Okay? But like I said, you want to pass the ball sideways and keep playing tiki-taka because that's the tradition, go ahead. Alright, it's ridiculous though. Okay, and I honestly didn't get frustrated the fact that people talk up Spain as if they're this giant. Alright? The talent on your team doesn't matter if you're not getting the result. You think Brazil would accept this? Okay? No. Neymar will never be regarded as far as one of the best ever in Brazil all time if he doesn't win a World Cup. Okay? That's fact of the matter, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I could care less what Neymar did with Barcelona, what he's done with PSG, what he might probably will do with Real Madrid if he goes there. Doesn't matter. All right, Brazil will not love you the way they love those other players if you don't bring them a trophy. So far, Neymar is 0 for 2. Okay? And let me see, how old is he currently? Neymar currently is 26. Okay? He'll be 30 by the next World Cup. Probably going to end up being his last. I don't see Brazil bringing back a 34-year-old Neymar. Alright. And he's got one more shot at it. Okay? People are going to say, oh, it's unfair that he's not going to be regarded as amongst one of the best. It's the way it goes, dude. You play for the best, you got to do with the best before you did. All right, in this World Cup, tell me, what do you remember more? Neymar's play or the fact that he spent 14 minutes on the ground? Okay. I mean, honestly. All right. It's ridiculous. The fact that Brazil leaves the World Cup and the main storyline with them is that, oh yeah, Neymar kept rolling around. All right. It's frustrating to watch there. And then with Germany, I mean, yeah, it was disappointing, but it seems that the last 5 World Cups, every team that's won it has just completely struggled the next World Cup coming around. Okay. And with Germany, I think I put it more on low than anything else. All right. Germany saw the way they were playing. They saw it wasn't enough. They didn't do anything to switch anything up. Okay. Play down the wing. Push the outside backs up. Cross it into the middle. Hope you get something there. And they just never did. All right. So, I mean, Germany, they'll be fine the next World Cup. Brazil, Neymar's got one more chance. Argentina, they'll probably just fall out like they did this World Cup. You're not going to have Messi at the next World Cup, I'm assuming. In Spain, you keep passing the ball sideways. Go ahead. All right. Keep not winning. That's fine. All right. So those teams definitely have disappointed. I was going to talk about Mexico as far as being a disappointing team, but I mean, you lose to Brazil, you're supposed to lose to Brazil. Alright, so there's that. We're going to wrap up the show here. Alright, today obviously we talked to Ronaldo. Can he bring the Serie A back up? No. Alright, we talked Belgium, France, we talked England, Croatia, and then here we went a nice little rant about the teams who disappointed. Okay, So we're going to wrap it up here. Like I said, Friday we will be. I will be back. We'll be talking about the World Cup final, talking about the semifinal matchups too. So stay tuned till then, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.